Should be on.
Yo, what's good, buddy?
Happy birthday, my nigga.
Hey, appreciate you, big dog, man. I'm over here doing it big on the beach right now. What you want?
Hey, I love it, bro. Hey, just getting ready to record, man. I said, getting ready to record. How you feeling, though? That's what matters.
Man, I'm over here doing good. I got me a little Haiti. They're over here chilling.
There you go. So
I'm in and whatnot. She came over here and picked me up from the airport. We having a little beach day.
There you go. Good, bro. Good, bro. We just calling in. I'm here with Tev.
Yeah, happy birthday, bro. Ain't met you
yet. Appreciate
happy
you, man. Birthday, dog. You say, it's who?
Tev. This is my boy from back home. He's now.
Oh, okay, yeah, appreciate you, big dog.
Now, yeah. Oh shit.
Beach connection.
Mm-hmm. Mixed with Altadena.
This is Pasadena. We boo on the west side.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, we disconnected.
Cool, my fault. I got terrible reception, low key.
Oh no, you good, bro?
My service is low key good.
That's what the beach will tell you, mm-hmm. though. That's what the beach will tell you.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
Hey, bro, but how you feeling today? How's the birthday going so far?
Man, you really want to know the truth?
I do.
I'm feeling old. I'm not feeling too old for myself, man. I'm over here 26, man. This is like last year when I turned 25, I really was like, yeah, you're getting up there.
Man.
Well, I hit 26, and I'm like, I ain't even meant to celebrate now.
ceiling felt a little harder, huh?
Yeah, bro. I feel like I'm over here about to grow gray hair, like
today,
you know
huh?
What I'm saying, in a bald spot or something. Like it's tomorrow, it's next week, it's something.
Hey, you know what they say about black men. We only got a certain amount of haircuts. We only got a certain amount of haircuts, bro. So, hey, you got to make them last.
I got these dreads. I'm going to keep it for a little bit, bro.
Exactly. You ahead of the game. You got the dreads. You got a lot to hang on to.
Yeah, bro. I was like, yeah, nah. I can't be doing too many. You see my posh head, bro.
Hey, exactly.
You like 24. You know
you already know
my
what the future has to hold for you, dog.
Both of my brothers bald and my posh is bald. I was like, yeah, nah. I'm going to have to grow it.
Gotta grow it, huh?
Yeah, I gotta grow it when I can.
I will not go negative. I will go positive.
I'm gonna have two kids if I don't got.
Bro. Junebug, bro. Hey, I fuck with you, my nigga.
Hey, yeah, for forever, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here in Cali right now, my nigga. I'm gonna come visit you too, bro. You know, I came to visit you last year. I'm going to come visit you again this year sometime, my nigga.
On me. Hey, and I got time now, but we got to do that. We got to do that.
100. We're going to tear the city up, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yo.
We going to,
I'm over here.
For real, because I got to see you, bro.
Yeah, nah. You know it's all love. Every single time, my nigga. Ever since I met you, bro.
Since day one,
hey,
bro.
Hey, for a fact, my nigga Bryce slept on my couch. Every day for a whole summer straight. And this nigga lived right across the park. He didn't live too far away at all.
Bro,
straight in walking distance.
But look, I slept on your couch purely off the strength of Sky Vodka and Blunts and Purple and Grape Swishers.
Yes. Hey, brother, Grape Swishers was what we were living off.
Dirty, dirty work, bro. Dirty work, bro.
We're living on grape swishers and Sky Vodka.
Straight out. Hey, but hey, before we let you go, because I'm not trying to take too much of your day, bro. Enjoy your beautiful day. What is your mental state from 1 to 10 this for the week?
Mental state. What do you mean by that?
Or actually, no. Fuck that. Not for the week. It's your day. Hold on. What's
I'm
your?
I'm on 10 always. I'm on 10 always. You know what I mean? I'm always on what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I actually got a day break. You know what I'm saying? I be working out of town on a couple companies that are cleaning services. Over the line.
Hey, but all that is great and all. But I want to know where you are at in your head, in your mental state, in your state of mind right now. Within yourself, what are you and what would you rate yourself from 1 to 10 mentally right now, today?
I'm a 10. I'm a 10.
I love it.
That B-Day.
Hey, I love you, dog. You keep breaking up, but I love you. Enjoy your day, my nigga.
Yeah, happy birthday, bro. Enjoy that.
And we gotta link up soon. You feel me? If you hear us.
Nope. Yep. So. This is the Durag Discuss. What's good, y'all? Durag Discussions here. It's your boy Tev.
It's your boy Bryce.
And we are back.
Our special guest.
Special guest Cashew. Hey.
Cashew in the house.
Cashew in the house. How you feeling today?
Great. It's a really nice day outside.
It is. Got a little breeze. Yeah. It's hot.
Yeah.
Sun's out.
His breezes need to slow down, though.
And I'm done with my work.
Fresh out of school. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yo. Cashew, you want to tell something? Whoa. Let me slow down. Mental states.
Right. I was about
to say. Let me slow the fuck down.
I'm looking at you like, where he going to go with this?
Let me slow down. Mental state for the past
week?
Seven.
Shim.
Man.
Gotta reevaluate my week. You speak on your week because you had schoolwork and this and that.
Honestly, mentally, every day of this like semester besides today has been like a what the fuck am I doing? Where am I? And am I free yet? Shit.
Yeah, hectic.
I don't know. When you have schoolwork and you know that you got due dates and deadlines, whether you have like a week or a day or two to spare, once that is over,
it still does like put that restriction on. There's another balloon flying.
Yeah, so I'm actually very grateful for the work that I do. I enjoy it, but a lot of things that just time consume you. Can drive you nuts.
Definitely.
Whether you love or not.
But I'm grateful for the experience all the time, nonetheless.
So what's your number?
Mental state, it's
one
a number.
One
to ten.
If you got like an average for the week.
To be honest, I feel like this world is on a whole different vibe. Is there like a different type of number I could choose?
I think
like not even one through ten or negatives.
I think Mercury might be in a Gatorade right now.
Gatorade.
You get on my nerves.
I actually looked up the dates that it's supposed to occur.
Is it today?
Right now we're in dead moment.
I don't know what none of this
like
shit.
There's breaks in it.
I'm not too up game. You can read about it, but I feel like there's so much more. Yeah. When you feel like you learn, it just a whole another pile of like.
I feel that.
I don't know.
Shit, you need to learn.
Right? And it's like, it's nothing wrong because, you know, it's nothing wrong with learning. Mm-mm. But
it's life.
Yeah.
Got to.
Yeah. Because, what's flying away? I'm about to go too.
Number.
You don't have a number? Is that what it is?
I don't have a number. I'll give you some different coordinates, though.
Give me a number, nigga. A number.
Be different. Nigga, just give us a fucking number.
Okay,
damn.
I'm going to leave it at a cool 7.
Hey.
A cool 7.
7 is cool.
Right now, I'm at
cool.
A 7.
Cool. All right.
What about you
guys?
We
can work with that.
We can work with a 7.
We could work with a 7.
What the fuck happened from last week to today?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I was busy as fuck. I made money.
Hey.
That makes me happy.
There you go.
I don't know if that enhances my mental.
It can.
It definitely does. And we worked out.
beginning. Money can't fix all my problems.
But we can't, but it can assist. At the beginning
of this week, physically. Oh, speaking also. Of, yeah, yeah. Shit, it was cool. I gave myself like a, it was a good week. Hey.
Yeah. All right. For me. This workout, or this week.
Oh, it was a hella good week.
Worked out a lot. Got out. Got fresh air a lot this week, I feel like. Got a lot of time to decompress. Step away from shit. This week I felt taller today. Like I could look down on shit and see where I'm at. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not often you get to see where you're at.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're in the moment. So I would say mentally I'm at shit. I'm at a smooth 9.25.
Ooh.
92.5. No way.
No way.
That shit 94.7.
I know. I just had to turn it in.
Into the wave. Okay,
let me stop. Okay, keep going back.
But no, that's it. I got a 9.25 today. 9.25.
A solid good week.
Mentally.
Yeah, solid.
That's great.
Yeah, I had a good ass week, bro. I seen a couple of my best friends I ain't seen in a year, bro, just because of what's been going on. Not even because, like, I don't fuck with y'all for a year. I just ain't seen these niggas in a year. and I seen them back-to-back days, too.
Yeah.
Just smooth.
So, yeah. That takes us right where we need to be.
That's beautiful. Unexpected surprises.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But with this segment, we wanted to speak on friendships, relationships, connections.
Dear.
How long is too long? Holding on to people, right? When is that point where you feel like, because there are those friendships where, like me and Jared, me and you.
Yeah.
Like, we could go and not speak for months.
Yeah.
We gonna pull up and we gonna have this same
shit.
Back and forth.
Niggas
forever.
Know what it is. Yeah.
Nothing. Right, nothing.
There's no space for awkwardness to.
Right, there's nothing here. Left back there when we was there, and now we're here, and we're missing that. Nah. So there's that type of friendship, and then there's the types where it's like, all right, I'm reaching out, I'm not getting it back. Past few months, me and my boy used to like talk like pretty often, you know. And kind of noticed that he had trailed off. You know, I'm reaching out, he's not getting hit back. I know life happens. And I wasn't taking it personal or nothing. You know, it's just like, what's going on?
Yeah, where my nigga at?
And like, you want to be like, all right, bro, like, I'm here. What's up? Like, speak to me. But if he just ain't been ready or whatever, I don't know what he's been going through. But that kind of, because you had spoke about that, you know, losing touch with a friend and coming back. And it was all good,
But at the point that anybody shows you that they don't value you or cherish your relationship, that's the moment that you should let them go, bro. You shouldn't look back at it. You shouldn't act like you could change them. You shouldn't give them excuses and stuff, bro, because it's like people gonna show that you up to date.
But it's hard. Hey, but ain't it hard to notice when to value, you know, like, or when they're valuing you? Because a lot of times, like, because in all reality, for me to think I value this, it's hard for somebody else to see what I value.
Yeah.
You feel me?
But you got to set that standard for yourself.
Right. Yeah. But also, actions can be misinterpreted. Absolutely. Just like a text.
Absolutely.
I take people's actions stronger than I take people's words any day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You can tell me a million things in this world, but if you can show me doing on a regular, on a daily, on the things that it's like basic stuff at that too, you know what I mean? It's like, basically, at the point that anybody is over here showing you really their true colors, bro, that action is going to tell you more than that word is going to tell you. And at that point that the actions are telling you, you need to take those as for sure signs mm-hmm. of who they are.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't even try, you know what I mean? Try to, you know, get them to explain it, change and try it. To understand. Yeah.
And I learned that in this book that I've been reading. It's called The Way of the Superior Man, bro.
I'm reading that shit, too. David did.
Hey, bro, one of the biggest concepts is that literally you can't change somebody. You know what I mean? You can't expect to change somebody. You can't. Mm-hmm. You can't be over here thinking that you're over here going to be the life changing factor of whatever for not them real. To be over here renewing themselves. Straight out. You got to take people for who they are.
Yep.
And at the point that you're taking them for who they are, and they truly showing you that they, you know what I'm saying, despicable, an ugly person, or just don't got your back, just in general. They ain't got to be that ugly. They can just be, you know what I'm saying, don't got your back. You need to take that, you know what I'm saying, as a for sure sign, as a red flag. You can't just be like, you know what I'm saying, justifying it.
So in the sense of like, how long is too long? I feel like, well, I've grown and like received from other people that like people, no matter what you want it to be, they're in your life for a certain amount of time for a specific reason. Mm-hmm. If you want to go a certain place, this person can't go with you. So you got to stop this habit right now for you to be able to receive X, Y, and Z, or else you're going to be stuck if this person is halting your process, you know? Shit. Not even just like friends, relationships, like mm-hmm. an intimate relationship.
Family.
Yeah, fam. Could definitely. Damn, I didn't even think about that shit.
Like the entitlement too.
Family for sure. I didn't even want this to go this way. I didn't even know this was gonna go this way, but we talked about it before. Kinda. But like the words from your family can be so impactful on like your progression in everything, you know, in literally everything.
Spoke about this with racism.
Yeah, that's
big. That's
the main. That's where racist people come from.
Yeah,
where racist thoughts come from. It's like, is shit. You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah. People saying stuff, people acting a certain way, and you seeing it around your family, friends.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay, cool. That's what we do. Or not even that's what we do. That's what people do.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, we get in the house, and we see things happening in the
house. In the house.
And you think that's the only thing.
Yeah, I think that's the way of life.
And then motherfuckers start getting shocked, because we go to college, we go... kick it with these people.
You go to the fucking store and wake up. Yeah.
It's like, whoa, hold on. This is different.
Yeah.
So, but when you started, I had this. You said something.
I started with like people were in your life for a certain amount of time. Yeah, for a reason.
I thought that reason doesn't always, or like maybe we get confused with sometimes that reason may be the reason you're in my life is you help me be better or mm-hmm. you help me grow, right? Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say something. Maybe it'll simplify. Because I sort of feel like sometimes loyalty can, or whatever
you're taking
that
it
means,
right where
in quotes,
loyalty,
yeah.
Can,
loyalty in quotes,
like. I have what I'm trying to say, but it's
fuck.
Not coming out.
Okay,
right.
So
I got
like,
you. I got it. Loyalty. We are so we think if I have this person around, they're in my life for a reason, right? This person should be here to, you know, help me grow, help me. They should never inhibit me, right? But we get fucked up and confused where we get loyal and get so fucking loyal, and that's all we know.
And get caught up in loyalty.
That. We so loyal to this motherfucker, but they pulling me down.
Yeah. Forgot about myself.
And they're trying to drag me back to the person that they thought I was.
Exactly.
Or the person I was before,
this, bro.
Right?
That's crazy you say that.
So then we so stuck in trying to be loyal and trying to reach back and hold on to this motherfucker, but this motherfucker grabbing my wrist and pulling me back in a whole different direction. I don't need to be going.
Yeah, nah. Distracted you.
You feel me?
Yeah. You could talk out loud.
But yeah, I feel like, is that what you were
kinda... Yeah, like basically loyalty can hold you back to a fall. Yeah. If you aren't, like, you could be so loyal to other people, you aren't loyal to yourself. Yeah. If they aren't loyal to you, if there's no, like, if there's no reciprocation, then what? Or if you're, like, struggling to, like, receive reciprocation, which you shouldn't, you know, when you give, you should get equal give take. But when you don't.
And that's the thing.
Or, like, when is a good time? Or how do you differentiate, like, if there's too much loyalty or if you're just overreacting or if, you know, how do you differentiate that?
I feel like that's super significant just in the Black community. Mm-hmm. We're loyal to a fault, you feel me? Like, we're loyal even when it's, yeah, that motherfucker did some wrong shit, but I still got me there and ride for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, bro.
It's okay to be loyal, but you also got to hold motherfuckers accountable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because somebody could do some fucked up shit even more, and thinking you being loyal, and you're being loyal, but they seen it as, oh, okay, they...
Probably even more than this shit. More than holding somebody else accountable. You gotta know what's good for you. Yeah, right. Not even holding yourself accountable for, like, your actions. Just knowing what's healthy for you and what's not healthy for you. If this person is prolonging my process, they gotta go.
Ask the question. You know?
Dad, talk.
Okay. Ask the question. Cool. All right.
You got camera shy.
All right, so...
Mic shy.
Got a question for us. Is loyalty based on...
Integrity?
Or expectation?
I feel like it falls more into expectation amongst humans. Like, when we receive it and when we put it out, you know?
It should be based on integrity.
Yeah, it should
be. We hold it to expectation.
I feel like I've only been taught, well, not taught, but I've been taught loyalty with integrity with siblings, if that, I don't know, makes sense. Not that, like, my loyalty, like, is different with everybody else, but I feel like with siblings and, like, that's, like, an unwavering, like, you know, I don't really have, like, I feel like it could be a mix of both at the same time. It really just depends. What about you guys? What do you think?
I already said, like, when it comes to us or what we, what at least I think I see.
Yeah.
It falls straight into expectation. Like, I expect myself, I expect myself to not do this to this person because they expect me not to.
Right.
You know, and I'm going to hold myself to that.
I feel like.
And I'm going to hold them to that. And that's what I expect out of them. If they let me down, they let me down. But like we said in, or like out that book, few episodes back, you're faulting people for agreements they didn't make, you know.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Holding people to agreements that they never even shook on.
Oh, that's all in your head.
Signed their name for.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. Based off the capacity that you hold them to in your head, you know, they might not be able to give you that at this moment.
Right.
Or ever. You know.
But do you think it's so hard? Because one thing I really do feel like we have an issue with now is communicating. Dang, Uncle, he asked us a really good one, and it's still sitting in my head.
I'm still trying to, I'm literally still processing.
Because I feel like, okay, for example, like me and my sisters, we just have a locked in loyalty that's just not going to go away forever.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah, me and my sisters too.
It's sort of like a, well, even though I'm not, okay, if my sister does something, or if my siblings do something,
you said this to me before.
You know, like, I'm not expecting them to do that, but even if it happens, it's like it happens.
Yeah, let's move
learn
on.
Yep. And move forward because I know that there's no other bond.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. You know what I mean? That's the difference between unconditional love and conditional love.
Okay.
You know, in that conditional love, under these conditions, if you fuck up, I'm taking my love back. With my siblings, you could do whatever. I'm gonna fuck. I'm going to still love you.
All right.
You know,
I've that's not that going issue, nowhere. Though. Like, with me, I really don't bring a lot of people around. So when I do, they turn from, like, friends to family.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hold them to the same expectations as my siblings because what the fuck, that's just unrealistic.
Yeah.
But
that's you didn't, you know, you didn't grow up in a house.
But
I don't
even
know
when,
either.
Like, it comes to, like, basic friend type stuff, because I have that locked in loyalty with my sisters, sometimes I give that away to not give it away, but I share that also with my friends. Yeah, and then, it's not reciprocated, but it's like, I don't even get like point one
straight up reciprocated. It's not back, reciprocated. You know what I mean? Straight up, so, it's not reciprocated.
Like, how do you, like, I don't know, maybe I just have like troubles.
Ask your question.
We spoke about this too.
Like, how to be a good friend, or how to, like, because I know how to be a good sister, mm-hmm. and like that turns into me being like an amazing ass friend, but yeah. It's like,
but then
what about me? You know what I mean?
You're benefiting from the relationship at that point, right? Like, not that you have to benefit from it, but you also still got to grow and still got to be you.
You for sure got to benefit from it. Why else am I in this? We're here to benefit from each other. Exactly. You know, we bring stuff to each other.
All the people I got around me are assets.
Exactly. If you're not helping me, there's no need for you to be here. I'm sorry.
Facts. And that's how it should be.
You know, I can't F with you.
I think people are scared to say that because it just seems, you know, you're scared of how somebody else gonna take that.
Fuck it. People gotta learn how to say fuck it.
Straight out.
Because that's really gonna help them.
But see, when you say fuck it, you got the example like I just showed you. Like, goddamn, what you do now?
Figure it out.
Okay. What would you do? Communicate or just let it? Or
just fuck it. Shit that gonna come to you and supposed to come to you.
What do you want?
Around you will come.
What do you want? It is your life.
I feel like right now I just don't want no more fakeness around me. And if that has to be cutting that down, then so this is it.
If there's any, that's it, under those conditions right there. Fake this. If somebody is fake to you, that love is gone.
And don't even try to find fake. If you feel like it's fake, it's fake.
What's fake? Whatever is fake to you is fake to you.
Because I be so sort of why I never really like put people in another category, but like try to fake is because of how I grew up. You know, everybody has a different upbringing. You know what's phony and what's fake, but you also don't know, like, damn, is this how they grew up? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sort of type shit, but I don't know.
And it's crazy to like go through that and really learn that my friends, like, meeting their parents, like, damn, this is who brought you up. Now I see why you the way you are. You
start to see how that relates to who they are.
Exactly,
how they bro. Act. And then you, like, start to compare it to, oh, okay, I don't do that shit. Why don't I do that shit? Oh, because my parents did this at
exactly.
the crib. And I know if I do this, I got to deal with that. It's
something else, yeah. Or, like, damn, they learned this. I didn't even learn this because this wasn't even the way of life for us. You know?
And that's right here really quick.
That was something for like when I went to LaSalle, it's a whole new world, bro.
Katie upset, bro. Like,
I'm sitting in there like, okay, why do you know this and I don't know this? Or even that, not just me. Why does no one in my neighborhood?
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
I kick it with
anybody. I ain't never heard of this.
It's a secret.
What is this stuff you talk about? Like,
we ain't nothing but 10 miles down this way. Not nigga, even 10.
7 to Arcadia, 4 to LaSalle. Yes.
3.5 to be exact. Like,
7 to Arcadia.
So why are y'all getting different information here than I'm getting?
Right, literally right here. That's how you know this shit is controlled, bro. I'm not trying to be all into like that shit, but like it is obviously controlled. The mm-hmm. neighborhood you grow up in.
I wouldn't even say as much to say it's control. I would say the people. So think about it. In those areas, right? Money is circulating in those areas.
Exactly.
Those people are circulating in those areas. So the people that are in charge live in those areas. Therefore, they're going to pump back into those areas.
I literally was about to say, not controlled by a higher, like a bigger hand that's in it. Now, it's controlled by the people that's in it. Yeah.
Speak about, you know, inner cities, whatever.
Yeah.
What does a nigga do once he makes it?
What the fuck is making it, though? Like, nigga, out the hood? No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly. Yeah. You said it. Nigga, what is he going to do? He going to lead a hood. Am I wrong?
This is a crazy thing, though.
Am I wrong? What's the one
he
nigga
might
that didn't
come
lead
back,
the hood?
Though.
But no, who's the one nigga that didn't lead a hood? Nipsey.
Oh. Yeah. I feel you.
Let's be fucking real. Niggas say they come back. They don't come back.
Yeah.
You ain't coming back if, sure, you got a house still in
wherever. Yeah.
But you still also have a house in Malibu and a house in New York and a house in Long Island. Yep. Like, shut the fuck up. You're not coming back.
Yeah. You got too much life.
Niggas love to say, oh, I came back to the hood. No, you didn't, bro. You bought a house here, but you spend all your time in
Malibu. Yeah, your mama live in that
Nobody seen you here. Like, that's the thing. Like, niggas don't come through and, you know, give their waves.
The wind is so
disrespectful. Make sure everybody sees them, right? Mm-hmm. Our community, the idea is, shit, I got to get out of here. Lifestyle tip, advice, shout out. I got two this week.
Ooh.
You got to think about yours. Lifestyle tip, advice, a shout out to anyone or anything.
I got one. If you feel like you should rekindle something, whether it's a friendship of anything of any sort, you know, go for that shit. Don't live life with regrets. Dot.
You're you ready?
Mine's is just, my tip is just take it one day at a time. No matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, you can do it.
Like that?
On pace, on time. I got a shout out this week. And then I have something else. It's still there, so I don't want to give my shout out and then lose it.
Go. You already remember the shout out.
My shout out is to Lil Sis. She got approved for her first apartment.
Yep. Clap to that.
Woo woo!
Oh.
Go, go.
Zozo
go,
got,
go.
You know, she got accepted her first apartment. I know that feeling, so.
Shout out, Zo.
Yeah, it's something you worry about, especially for sure. So. Congrats to her. Yeah, it's one more step towards her, you know, independence and growth.
Oh,
love,
you
want to
get her a bottle of champagne?
Yeah, I told her I got to get her. I'm going to help her move in, too, so all that.
Okay.
So shout out to her. Then my advice, I'll just make one up off the head.
My Zoe, don't let anybody in your crib. That's it. Don't just let everybody in your crib.
Yeah.
Take that shit. Protect it at all costs.
At all costs. For real. My folks
gonna come.
There we go. That's
they
the
gonna
tip.
Come.
Hold your home as your sanctuary. Don't let anybody come in and change it, dictate it, whatever.
Yeah, keep your energy.
Keep your energy,
in
your
there,
crib. Yep. Like, you got nowhere else to escape. Home gotta be that place.
Yep.
Keep it that place. That's that.
Shit. We'll see y'all.
Oh, mental state for the day. Real quick. I'm feeling tall, nigga. I'm at a 10 now. What's happening?
That's the first 10 for you this week. I mean, this.
You feel me? To start off the whole season?
Oh, yeah. 5-1.
5-1.
With a 1-0.
Yeah.
Got half a dub
and
on
y'all
that
can
thing.
Get a 2
half
partner.
A dub on that thing. Shit, I feel up too. I wash. I accomplished my shit. Did my laundry and shit.
Feels
got some
great,
work
huh?
done. Shit, got some more money coming in, bro.
Yeah.
I'll get myself like a 9-3.
Yeah, we up.
Yeah, I'm up today, bro.
Miss, I don't want to give a number. We're doing this again.
Done with school.
Ooh.
And I'm just going to, even if I'm not feeling it, I'm going to put it up.
Yeah,
you are. 10.
Yeah.
You said a 1-0?
1-0.
That's 2 half-a-dubs.
Ooh, we ain't had 2 10s.
That's a total of 29.3.
29.3. Oof. Out of 30? Hey, that's one in the dunk contest.
Bro, you won.
You feel me?
You got the trophy.
I don't care who's up next.
It don't matter. You're not. Unless you do some shit I did twice, that's good.
Hey, but we good. We up. We out.
Yeah, we
appreciate
out.
Appreciate y'all.
I got to go shower.
Do that discussion. Season 5. Gone.
This is. Discuss.
Damn, look, you spazzed out. What the fuck going on?